Talk Live with Psychics Online now for one-on-one personal readings. Welcome to Stars Psychics, a community of gifted psychic readers offering live psychic readings through our private chat rooms. Want to know about your love life? What about your career and wealth? Hear from loved ones and more. Our network of channelers, tarot card readers, clairvoyants, spiritual advisors, and clairaudients can assist in answering your questions and guide you to a new level of spiritual career. Online psychic readings are a great way to find out answers you've always wanted to know from a psychic in the privacy and comfort of your home. Go to www.starspsychics.com. That's stars with a Z, psychics.com. Now click on the new one-on-one button and start talking to a psychic today.
Well, this is Natalie, also known as Stars Cast, and what a topic tonight, the purpose or meaning of life for you as an individual, of course. And we're going to hear from Stars Maya and Stars James, Maya Moon, I must say, and Stars James tonight with their interpretation. We have the chat room going on. I don't know who is talking tonight, my two lovely people there. Who's going to start off?
I believe it's James's turn. James, isn't it?
Sure, I'm okay with whatever.
Okay, so, okay, James, yeah. Take it away and start this awesome discussion.
All right, sounds good. Yeah, and just to let everyone know, the weather here is just crazy, so hopefully I will have phone the entire time. I know that there have been tornadoes all around me within the past hour. I think we've kind of passed that stage, but just to let you, Maya, know, too, that if for some reason I'm cut off, that's what's going on right now around me. Like I said, the area of the storm though right now is we're beyond the tornado part. So anyway, the topic today is why the purpose or meaning of life, or why we're here. What are we here for? And as far as I'm concerned, I mean, I'm certainly going to share my perspective on why we're here. One of the things I would like to start with, though, is we all, you know, our purpose or our understanding of why we're here and the meaning of life is really going to be very individualized for each person. I would recommend, you know, from a personal perspective, is if you are looking for more meaning and more more understanding of your purpose in life, one of the things that you can do is seek within yourself. It's very challenging. There's so many voices and choices out there for us to adhere to and adopt that it can oftentimes be understanding and feeling at peace with where we're at in life can oftentimes be quite challenging. So that's the first thing I wanted to start out with, is that each individual is really going to have a different answer. And some people may even say there is no reason or no purpose. It's all, you know, just we came from primordial ooze, I for some reason can't get that word out, and we return to that, and this experience is what it is, and that's it. I personally don't believe that, but that is definitely a perspective that many people choose. So, you know, I think that even before we answer the question is, you know, maybe even ask the question, is there even a purpose? Like, what is the reason we're here? Is there a purpose? And I don't, you know, I know for myself there is definitely, I feel a sense of purpose. And that's kind of what I'm getting at, is it's going to be a different answer for everyone, is because your sense of purpose doesn't come from something outside of you. It comes from within. So as much as Maya tells you, okay, this is what the meaning or purpose of life or a church or a religion or myself, that is still something that you have to determine for yourself and be at peace with for yourself. And I would definitely encourage you to seek that, but understand that the one who defines your sense of purpose really is going to be you, because you're the only person that thinks inside of your head. So, I don't know, I think that as an introductory, I think that that's all kind of what I wanted to say before I jump into, you know, kind of, you know, some other ideas about the purpose of life and what Spirit has shown me associated with the purpose of life. So, Maya, what are your perspectives on it?
Well, thank you, James. That was a great intro into the subject. And it's another, I feel, very provocative subject. And as with all things, well, first of all, I want to welcome everyone. We obviously, the show wouldn't be much of a show if we didn't have listeners. So we thank you so much for joining us. And if you are listening in another, in an alternate form, we do take calls just for some general input. If you have something that you would like to add or a general question, you can reach us at 347-838-9736. So we welcome you if you've been an avid listener, or if this is your first time, I know that you will be back. And you can always go to the homepage. All the broadcasts are taped, are recorded, I should say. I'm so used to the old days saying everything's taped, but recorded so that you can listen to them at your leisure. And also, I want to let everyone know that the chat room is open. And as far as I know there's other experts, but if you're interested in a free mini reading or getting a question answered, we have Stars Priestess Candy Ranson and Stars Aeneas, I believe, is there also. And I know that we have other experts, and we thank them so very much because we do work simultaneously and hand in hand, and it's a concerted effort. And so just a shout out to all those that are working so diligently in the chat room. Okay, so from my perspective, I would say this, that when we're talking about the purpose or the meaning of life or why am I here, we have a lot of different influences or factors. We're going to have those that are swayed by their religious beliefs, those that are swayed by their psychological beliefs, those are swayed by their spiritual beliefs. And I do feel that it would not be completely truthful for myself to say, and I will share with you more, at just as James said, I will share more as the show moves along. But I don't believe that we can say unequivocally that there is one answer, that all across the board to everyone we can say, well, this is your purpose, this is it. And it's a matter of what resonates with each of us, what we feel. The way that I would define purpose or meaning is, if it feels purposeful or if it feels meaningful, then you are somewhere on the right track to that. And I do believe that, to a point, I would like to say a couple things. And again, these are my beliefs. And when I say my beliefs, not necessarily some of my personal beliefs, like most of us, they're my very personal beliefs. But as a host and as a spiritual counselor or an intuitive medium, whatever term you would like to place there, I'm coming from that perspective. And from that perspective, I recognize that I do feel that there is some universal or collective purpose or meanings. And what that means, defining that, would mean that we all, to a point, there are some things that we share that each, and even perhaps with other living things, and that's an idea that hopefully we'll be able to explore a little bit more. And then obviously we have our own individual and specific purposes. And because it's subjective, I feel that it's one of those topics that it needs to be built upon a foundation, and then it depends on where your beliefs go. For example, for me, reincarnation is very tightly connected to purpose or meaning of life and the afterlife, however you define that. But if you don't believe in that, that's fine. All beliefs are right. All of them are accepting. So sometimes we have to have a pattern of beliefs or things that resonate with us in order to be able to answer those questions. And I feel that there is also transitioning within the purpose or the meaning. So I feel that it's almost three, I would almost say that there's three influences, and that is what, that's what has been taught to me. That's what I believe that I've learned in being a spiritual person and working. And of course, if you're, most of us that work in spirituality, or whether we're reading tarot cards or we're astrologists, most of us are very open-minded and have studied our specialties or studied spirituality, metaphysics, what have you. And so that's what my, where my information comes from, is that which I've studied and learned and what my guides share with me. So just to give everyone a basis of what I'm coming from, my very personal beliefs are, which, not that they're secrets and I can't share them, but they don't necessarily always connect with what I see universally. Does that, am I making sense, James?
I think so. I mean, it makes a lot of, there's a couple things that I might want to challenge there. Only because I'm not sure exactly what you're...
Please challenge me. Please,
yeah, well,
I think it's great.
There was one thing, and that's fine. I mean, we're going to have different perspectives, and I think that that's the one thing, you know, I want everybody to understand, especially with this topic, because it is such a... It is such a broad topic that can have profound influence on, you know, our listeners' lives. I do think it's important to kind of clarify certain things. Like, one of the things that you said is all beliefs are correct. To a certain degree, I can go there. To a certain degree, I can allow someone to simply be who they are. But I can see, in just my observation of humanity, that there are beliefs that people hold that, yeah, they can certainly have that, and I can allow them to have that, but they're destructive. They can be, you know, a lot of fearful beliefs that exist on this planet right now are certainly destroying this planet. So that's one thing that I would probably challenge the most is, you know, even though I can certainly stand in front of somebody and allow somebody to be who they are, believe what they want to believe, I would still say, at least from my perspective, that not all beliefs are beneficial, that, or in terms of, I mean, I don't want to say correct or incorrect, but they're certainly not benefiting the planet. They're certainly, you know, I mean, if we keep going the way that we're going, you know, within a matter of 20, 30 years, we will effectively destroy each other and the planet. So I would probably challenge that. I think what I was getting from you is that we don't all have to believe the same thing, you know, for it to be beneficial. Is that more of what you were saying, or are you just really kind of like...
Well, I believe that we see it a little bit differently, but what I preface that with is that if we feel purposeful and we have meaning, and so esoterically or theologically or spiritually, to me, we would not be able to uphold a belief system in terms of the purpose or meaning of life that was damaging, and feel that harmonious alignment and balance. We may be on a mission, or we may have an agenda, but now I do agree with you in terms of that some people are mistaking, or they're what's the word? They're replacing true purpose or meaning for an agenda, and an agenda does not have the same harmony, balance, and alignment. So if your life is in balance, harmony, and alignment with others, and you're doing no harm, then I would say that all that which falls under your purpose or meaning would be beneficial. But I understand what you're saying. So as an example, what you're saying is someone that is deliberately creating harm, whether to themselves, to others, or to both, that would be kind of a conundrum with the purpose and meaning of life, even though they might say, well, this is my purpose in life. I mean, I could think of, like, and I really don't want to be politically incorrect, but a suicide bomber, that person perhaps may think that that's their purpose, which is where you're coming from. But if that destroys life for no, there is no defense, does that clarify where I'm coming from? Because in a sense, we both feel the same, but I think as we just word it differently. So if that person said to me, they wouldn't survive, but if they tried to say that was the purpose, then I would feel like you, I would have a difficult time accepting that that was a true purpose of life if it destroyed needlessly hundreds of lives.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying.
Well, yeah, I mean, there are destructive belief patterns all throughout, you know, culturally and throughout our society, you know, that kind of promote war. And it's not just a suicide bomber. I mean, we're talking, you know, this is kind of why I even bring that up, because to me, to feel your life purpose, I really do believe that it's more feeling your way into it rather than, you know, adopting somebody else's belief system, because that really doesn't work. This whole, you know, religion itself is one of the destructive forces on the planet. Not always, but can certainly be at times. And it doesn't matter. I'm not talking, you know, one religion versus another religion. If you know that, just adopting somebody's belief without it resonating inside of you can certainly create some havoc amongst, you know, the inhabitants of our planet. And so I kind of why I, and really this is the reason why I challenged you on it, is because to me there is a definite, what I would say, fruit related to alignment with your truest or highest life's purpose. It's not just a free-for-all. Now, that being said, I don't believe, you know, that if you do opt into the free-for-all, that you're going to go to some dark, hellish place. I mean, you might. I don't really know, because I know I'm not going there, but, you know, that may be something, you know, I don't really believe in that. So I'm not trying to put it in a moralistic term, but I do really, the people that I honor, for instance, like people like Gandhi, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., you know, those people, Buddha and Jesus and, you know, Krishna, and those people certainly modeled something that was quite different than just you can believe whatever you want to believe. And I guess that's more of why I was even bringing that up, is because I personally do not believe that you can find your life's purpose by just, you know, going with the flow. I really do. I think that there is a level of intention with it, and that you do have to kind of find those fruits. So to me, the fruit would be things like, you know, love and a loving expression of in terms of your life, joy, peace. You know, those types of things are certainly fruit that I would say represent a life's purpose rather than, you know, a political or sociological or religious ideology that you're following. Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely it does.
And I think,
yes.
And really the reason why I even bring it up is not because as far as I know, I mean, like, from what I have gotten from you in the past, I feel as though we're on the same page. I just want to make sure...
Right.
That we're communicating that as well, you know, because that's, well, anyway, go ahead. I'll let you kind of take it.
I have a caller, if you'd like to take the caller right now.
Sure, let's
okay.
do that.
Actually, this is Candy, and she has just something she wants to add, and, you know, she's the one that's always in our room, so I think it's a good thing. So let me go get her and tell her that she's live on the air. Okay, Candy, you're live on the air.
Well, hello, guys. It's nice to be with you again tonight.
Hi, Candy. Nice to have you.
Awesome. I just wanted to share my belief on what our purposes are. And it's really kind of short and sweet, because I kind of summed it up really, really easily. And Actually, I feel like we're all created in these human forms for individual reasons. Without each of us in this life, things just would never be the same. Without John Doe over there, nothing would have been the same because, you know, John wouldn't have been here to make an impact on the universe. And everything we think, say, and do, and every decision we make has a ripple effect that touches everything out into the universe and boomerangs back to ripple back to us. And I believe that some people actually do discover why they are here, and they actually embrace it. They use it to the fullest. They put it out there, and they just live on it. And some people, they just never even figure out. But there is a yin to every yang. And so, you know, you guys were mentioning people who are like have negative influences or they're showing negative life choices. Well, they're just as important as the opposite, the people who are showing positive life choices and positive impacts, because without one, we would never know the difference in the other.
Okay.
So that's what do you guys think about that?
Yeah. Well, that's it. I think that's what it's all about, is just sharing our beliefs or what we interpret as the meaning or the purpose, and so that's your interpretation. So, yes, I definitely understand what you're saying and what the concept behind that is. James, would you like to add anything?
I mean, one of the things that I would add is, and I think you brought this out a little bit, is that, you know, each individual is, from my, and this is, again, from my belief standpoint, but each individual definitely has intrinsic value and are certainly, you know, and the thing is this is true, there is certainly an influence that everyone can have on the planet. Now, I don't know that I would go so far as to say that, you know, it's all good, because obviously right now on our planet we are not having a good impact on the planet. And so I would kind of add to that, even though I do believe that each person has intrinsic value, I personally would add to that each person also has the ability to change if they want to have a more positive impact on the planet, to deal with things like world hunger, you know, pollution, you name it, drug addiction. I mean, there's a vast number of different things that we can kind of throw in that bucket, and that each person, you know, has the ability to take responsibility for what is in front of them as well. So, I mean, I can see it from both perspectives. I certainly do see the value that every individual has to offer. And, yes, I mean, the destruction that we are wreaking on the planet is certainly a reflection of where we need to go. So when you're saying that, you know, those people that represent the – I mean, I don't know if what terminology we'd use, but represent the more darker aspects of life. Do they kind of awaken in us? Do they kind of allow us to recognize that there's a different way? I believe that's true. Yeah, you know, I think that they are certainly. I unfortunately, I also believe that they're a reflection of, you know, the state of the planet as well, and the consciousness of the planet.
Yes. Exactly. Yes, because, you know, like I said, there's a yin to every yang, and without one side, you don't even know the other exists. So, and I agree with you when you say that people can change, and people do change. If you take anybody from a child on up to the, and you examine their life on up to the time their body expires, I don't care who it is, they continue to grow throughout their lifetime, and people do change throughout their lifetimes. And, you know, some of these people out here who are giving off negative influences and showing us the negative parts of human society, well, they can change too, and they can realize that what they're doing is negative and change it and be positive. It's not that difficult a thing to do, but change is hard. But I believe that the people are here, all people are here to show everybody something, you know. So I just want to throw that in there at you guys.
Well, thank you. I mean, we certainly appreciate you calling in. And I mean, yeah, I one of the things that I got from what you were saying is that each person has intrinsic value. And I mean, that is one thing that I believe wholeheartedly. You know, but one of the things that I would say, at least from my personal perspective, and I think we're going to get into, you know, kind of where we're coming from when it comes to life purpose and meaning. One of the things that I would say from my personal perspective is that I believe not only can an individual change, I really believe that we could turn around, you know, there are scientists out there that are saying that, you know, we have another good, you know, maybe 20 to 50 years on this planet before we've destroyed it, you know, with the bee populations. And I mean, that I believe that society, social structures, I mean, and humans are the ones that are destroying it, not apes, not elephants, humans. I mean, that is certainly something that I feel we will have to change, as well as a group, you know, as a global consciousness, if you will. But go ahead, Maya.
Well, I thought we're halfway through the hour, so I thought maybe we could talk about more specifically what we think the purpose and or the meaning of life or why we are here. And so I'll start by saying that universally, I would say that across the board, collectively, we're here to learn and to understand. And behind that, the intention or the concept or the potential is first and foremost love. And then you have, I think, a myriad of agendas behind that. And while each of us has a specific purpose, I believe that love and acceptance of others, whether it's their belief, their lifestyle, or just being able to show love to people in the general sense, I think that we're created for that purpose, and we're all pretty much that's something that we share, that's a commonality. And whether you believe that this is the only life or that we've lived time and time again, I believe that in any time we are here and in any type of afterlife, whatever whatever term you use, I personally use the term heaven, and I often just use the spiritual world or, you know, in spirit with divine or creator. I believe that is something that comes a lot more easily and more naturally, the ability to love without judgment, without bias. And I think and feel that goes along with caring for the planet. When our foundation, our core, everything comes from or stems from love, we tend to automatically make choices for the greater good. So I also feel then that we branch off from love into acceptance, into grace, into considering the greater good rather than just what's personally best for us, which as humans, sometimes we do have to make those choices. But we always are taking into account what is the greater good for all, and that certainly means taking care of the planet, taking care of one another. You know, if there's something going on in the neighborhood, are all the neighbors there? Are they, you know, saying, what can I do? Okay, I'll do this, and I'll do that. To me, that's symbolic of one of the meanings of this life. And the other is to learn certain lessons so that we are prepared, so that I'm a firm believer in reincarnation, and I believe that the purpose of reincarnation is to learn about our purpose, even though it does change even within this life and each life, but it's also to support the same belief, to bring us closer to what I have been shown to be a pure angelic or a pure spiritual being, where there is there's no judgment, there's no criticisms, there's no comparisons, there's no envy or greed. It's pure acceptance and understanding. So when we're here, part of our purpose is to learn lessons so that we can become more understanding. And I believe that the way that is accomplished and the part of the meaning of life is to live in different, in alternate ways and forms. Like, just as an example, we may be rich in one life or poor in another. Although I don't feel that money buys happiness, it does buy choice. Money is an important factor in this society that we live in, and so it gives us better choices. So just living in different ways and growing up different, being a brother or a mother or a father or a sister, shows us a different type of way of receiving information and our worldview and our self-view. So I feel that is tied into the purpose and the meaning of life. And then I feel each of us is given, to simplify it, I don't feel this is literal, but we have like a little bucket list, you might say. And part of that is the meaning and the purpose for us. And Natalie had mentioned, and I thought that was really good that she had brought that up, that she had mentioned that for her, at one point it was being a parent. And then I do believe that we transition through life. So oftentimes some of the meaning or the purpose of our life changes and is altered and shifted for various reasons. One, as we learn or we embrace our one way or form of understanding our life or a lesson, if you want to look at it as a lesson. And then the other thing is different phases. As we phase, you know, as human beings, we change, we mature, we get older, we go through different cycles and phases. So it makes sense to me, from what I've been shown, that then our meaning or our purpose changes. So the purpose that we may have at 16 could definitely, although some may be the same, they may alter. And I don't believe in the concept, and that doesn't mean that it doesn't exist. It's just not something that I've been taught or I adhere to or resonates with me. I don't believe that there's ever just one purpose or just one meaning any more than I believe that there's just one life. I believe that there's many, and that in part of that, while some of it may be considered fate or destiny, a lot of it too is choices and where we go with that potential and that information. So with that, James, what is your feedback on purpose and meaning, other than what, of course, you've already shared, but I'm interested to hear more details from you.
No, I mean, it's very similar to what you were saying. One of the things that I liked that you said at the very end is about being fated. And I really, I can't stand that philosophy that, you know, it's kind of like, well, I don't need to change because this is just the way that I am. And that is one thing. If you are, and I'm talking about people who are, you know, to some degree, genuinely seeking something greater. I mean, that's not a very, to believe in the fates, to some degree we are fated. To some degree we do have, to do have things come into our lives simply because that's what's going to happen and we can't control the actions of others. But when it comes to the meaning, and we have here two different things, the meaning and purpose of life. But when it comes to the meaning and purpose of life for me, I mean, I really, deep down in my heart, I believe that we're all here learning how to love, that is the core attribute. And so when you talk about, things like reincarnation, for instance, reincarnation is definitely something that, reincarnation really helps me understand that not everyone's going to wake up in my lifetime, and that's okay. I do, Let me just get to my notes here. But I would say, you know, that universally that we are here to learn how to love. And first and foremost, I mean, I think that if you are looking to find your life purpose, the first and foremost you need to start with loving yourself and figuring out, you know, how to be kind to yourself, how to be gentle with yourself, how to do the things that promote life within you. The meaning of life to me would be, you know, for instance, when I look at my mentors and I see people who are filled with, at all times, I've never seen them, you know, even when frustrating things happen, they're filled with things like love and joy and peace, even in the midst of terrible, terrible circumstances at times. Something within them, they've put their attention on something within them to a point where they, regardless of circumstances, can maintain what I would call a meaningful life. And so, to me, the meaning of life is to find a meaningful life. I mean, that's my goal and pursuit in life, is to, you know, seek those things that bring me love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, and self-control. In ancient scriptures, it says that that's the fruit of the Spirit. So I'll give them again one more time. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, and self-control. Can you imagine what the world would be like if every single person on this planet had all of those attributes as their predominant attributes? We would have no more war. We would have no more hunger. We would have, I mean, the whole face of the planet would change. And so that's why, and I guess it's just through observation mostly, that's why I believe that, you know, that's really something that is important for us to focus on. And I do, you know, I do without apology say that the highest form of expression is that we learn to love ourselves, because in doing so, the natural response, and I mean, not in an arrogant way, but in a real genuine, I accept myself just the way that I am. The organic response to that is, and you will begin to see your circumstances differently and begin to accept people in a way that you haven't before. And so that's why through observation, I do believe that that's the primary purpose. Now, do we have smaller purposes? You know, Natalie had asked, do you and I ever ask about our purpose? You know, do we ever ask the Spirit about where we're headed? I do that quite frequently. Anytime I have any kind of major life shift, you know, whether it's with a location, I mean, I've moved around since I've been on this show. I've moved 4 times. So, I mean, like anytime I have a life event like that, if something happens in my life related to, you know, my career or my finances, or if I notice any kind of shift within my circumstances, that's usually the first place that I go, is I make sure that I'm still on the path, that I am still doing what I feel is the best thing for me to do. I do agree with what you were saying, is that our purposes are kind of like mini purposes, even though I do believe that we all have a higher purpose. I don't believe anyone on this planet incarnated here without a higher purpose. But I do believe we do have different individual purposes, meaning that sometimes, you know, sometimes it's go feed the hungry. Sometimes it's, you know, go work at a shelter. I mean, it certainly can be different. Sometimes it's, I know that one of the biggest shifts in my life was when I became a full-time psychic reader. I mean, that was an enormous shift in my life. And it was, you know, because that's just where my life was headed at the time. But I don't believe that those individual purposes supersede our greater purpose, which I personally believe, and I think that you had expressed it as well, as love. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yes, it does. Definitely. And I don't know if Tandy's still here, if she had something that she wanted to add, or if she's back.
I'm still here, and there was something I was thinking a while ago, but it has progressed into, like, other thoughts, but no, not at this time. I'm still listening in awe.
Okay, so well then let us know if it comes back and you want to share it. So James, you don't. So I tend to agree then. I think with you, in that love comes first. But you had said a couple things that I wanted to ask you about, and one was that you said, imagine what it would be like if we all had, and you, I don't recall your list exactly, but I understood what your meaning was, if we all had love and the best of intentions, so to speak, towards others. But yet earlier you had said, you had agreed with Candy that sometimes we have to have that other side to fully appreciate. So do you feel that if we all shared the same intention for that purpose of love and peace and harmony and alignment with treating the world and one another, all for the greater good, do you feel that without that other side or that lack of that intention, that we would be so naive that we would somehow, I really don't want to make biblical references, but if it makes sense, what I'm saying is, okay, if we all were of this highest greater good, all of us at every moment in our life, would we really be able to notice and to recognize? See, I believe that although that should be the goal and the intention ultimately, I don't believe that that is necessarily, I don't want to say possible because anything's possible, but I don't know that that would work correctly because without some mistakes, some blocks, some errors, some needing to repeat things, we would be so naive that we would not necessarily recognize. Do you know what I'm saying? Does it make sense what I'm saying about being naive? If we were all genuinely of pure light, then there would be no need to be human, I feel. That it's our humanity that gives us the opportunity to rise above so many challenges, and the rewards then, because we, whenever we are faced with a challenge, our meaning of life becomes that much more rewarding, and the purpose, like what I said that I believe is that the purpose, you know, we feel purposeful and meaningful when we're following our, that current purpose or meaning. But if we all were just in the same, you know, without any hiccups or bumps in the road, I'm not sure that we would really have the same ability for gratification. And at that point, what the way that I believe, and again, these are just my beliefs. This does not make them true or not true. It just makes them my beliefs. I believe that we reincarnate and we live this life, and that our purpose and meaning changes and shifts just as our relationships and our interactions with people. And like you said, you've had some moves, and I know that I've faced many challenges in my life where I've had to redirect myself. And at first I thought, well, I don't ask that a lot. But after I thought about it, after I thought about the question, I thought that's not really true. It's just become such a unconscious connection that I no longer have to really stop and write down like I once did. But I'm still seeking and I'm still asking, am I on the right path? What is my purpose now? What is my purpose today? What is my purpose this week? What is my purpose or meaning? So I hope that that made sense. All I'm saying is I feel that sometimes the challenges and are here because they enable us to try harder, and they also, enable the reward or the outcome or the benefit or the potential to be that much sweeter. If I crave, I have this place that they make this certain kind of pizza, and I just love it, and I crave it. And if I were to eat that pizza every day, it would lose some of its value to me. But because I only have that pizza every once in a while, I spent many years in Chicago, and I live in Arkansas, and I know, James, you aren't very far from me. And if you come from Chicago, where pizza is probably the best it is in the U.S., and then you come here to what they call pizza in Arkansas, it's pretty heartbreaking if you're a pizza lover. And there's one place that actually really does make Chicago-style pizza. So I'm just trying to make a point that because it's not something that's always there, but I feel that aligns with our purpose and meaning, that it's the same thing, that we have to have some struggle in order for the rewards to be sweeter. There has to be some error, some falling down, in order for us to be, to anticipate and to receive that extra motivation. Do you feel that any of that rings true, or do you see it completely different?
Okay, let me back up and answer your very first question. You had asked me if I believe that that the darkness is necessary, or that the darker aspects of humanity is necessary. Just an observation. No, I don't. Do I believe that it can provide value? Yes. Turn on the news. Watch humanity murdering each other and destroying each other and dropping bombs and, you know, polluting the environment. And I mean, we can certainly use the darker aspects of humanity, how drugs can destroy people, all this information that's being provided for us. We can certainly look at that and say, okay, this insanity that exists within humanity is not helping us. So can it bring value? Certainly it could, you know, it could, and I hope it does wake some people up. Now, you know, so from that perspective, yes, I think it can be valuable. Now, I don't necessarily, and also I do believe that I can, you know, if I'm having a conversation with somebody, because not everyone believes the way that I believe, and that's okay, I can have a conversation with somebody who is in that state where, you know, they believe that murder is important for our freedom or things of that nature. I can certainly hold where they're at, but and not have to believe what they're believing. I think that answers your first question. You know, I certainly would not diminish their value just because they, you know, they are patriotic and believe that that's a necessary, you know,
necessary evil, so to speak.
Right. I can certainly, I mean, I wouldn't diminish their value because I disagree with them. But does that make sense because you had said that.
Yes.
And maybe I did communicate it in such a way that maybe I thought that everything was just, you know, okay. I don't believe that. I mean, there are scientists out there. I like documentaries. I've watched, there's this really great documentary called I Am, out there that discusses what we're doing to the planet and how, you know, if we keep going, it's not, you know, we can't keep going the way that we're going. So I believe that we do need a profound shift in consciousness on this planet. I believe that's happening now. I believe that some of that, to some degree, is happening now. Now, another thing that you had mentioned is that I'm just going to respond in what I believe. Can the entire planet hold hold love, hold joy, hold peace, hold, you know, can every individual on the planet hold that? Can they? Probably. Do I think that they ever will? No. I don't believe that every single, now, but you don't need every single person on the planet to have profound change in an environment. You don't need 100%. You really just need, you know, a good, 30 to 60% to make a huge, profound change. I mean, if you look at things like, if you look at things like the followers of Gandhi and how they freed India from the hold of Europe. I mean, that happened with very few people, but very strong-minded people. Does that make sense?
Yes,
so I don't,
that does make sense. Yes.
Yeah,
and
so I don't know that necessarily there's going to be this blanket. I don't believe that this shift in consciousness that's taking place on this planet right now is this blanket thing that's going to happen to everybody. I do believe if you're one of the people that Spirit is speaking to, you need to pay attention. So, I mean, I guess I hope that answered both of your questions.
I think that made a lot of sense, and you kind of summed it up, and you did it very well. So what would you then add to our listeners about the purpose or the meaning of life that they could take away, or what is it that you would just like to share, because we're coming to the last few minutes of the show. So I want you to be sure that you share what you feel is important to you to share with the listeners.
Absolutely. One of the things, and like I said before, I do believe that love is one of the highest purposes, or one of the things that can bring the most meaning in our lives, and one of the highest purposes that we can express. And so, you know, one of the things that I would like to encourage anybody who's listening is that, you know, if you feel like you lack purpose, I'm not talking to the person who feels very fulfilled in their life, but if you feel like you lack purpose, if you don't have peace within your situation, I would encourage you to, you know, start with these things that I had mentioned before about learning to love yourself, learning to be gentle with yourself. You know, things like that can have a really profound profound impact on your own personal life experience. And another thing that I want to talk about just briefly is that, or want to mention in closing, is that you define the meaning of your life, that you have the power over that. It's not something that's being inflicted on you, which means you have the ability to shift in whatever direction you want to shift in. So if something is not working for you and you're not finding fulfillment, try something else. I would strongly recommend trying something else. One of the things that, just in talking to clients, one of the things that I have observed and that Spirit usually talks about if somebody has a lot of things like anxiety or fear or addiction is sometimes it is necessary for us to disengage with our current cultural conversation, meaning, you know, if you are surrounded by people who are constantly in fear, or you are you're turning on the television and you're watching those same shows, and the shows are not promoting, you know, healthy, peaceful thoughts within you, it is beneficial to you to, if not permanently for a certain time in your life, to disengage, and then when you have your own life purpose, when you feel defined within, then you can reengage your conversation with a different story. Those are just some suggestions that I would make if you feel like you don't have a life purpose. Those are some things that I know have worked for others. And then I guess that's it. I love you. Thank you all for listening, and it's been a really interesting show.
Yeah, it has been, and I love the way that you closed out, and I just have a couple things to say, and then I'm going to say goodbye. And I feel that each of us has a purpose and meaning, and if you're struggling too hard, seek assistance. But generally, I believe that you'll find that the purpose and meaning of life may just be the simple things that you do. They're not necessarily a major, profound experience or career or relationship or something that a lot of times I think we put so much emphasis on the purpose or the meaning of life to be something that is just earth-shattering. And oftentimes it's not. Oftentimes it's just a person who gladly shares the things that they have, whether that's their smile or their love. And usually if you're feeling urged or guided in a direction for something, you're going to find that there is some purpose or meaning for your life in that. And when you go through struggle, just try to get down to the basics. James touched on that, and I really support that as well. And go back to the basics, which are love. And James said, and I want to wholeheartedly agree with him, that love must begin with self. So self-love comes first, and then loving others, and loving others in all ways. And loving others isn't just having a lover or a life partner. It's loving, accepting, and embracing. And so I wish that for you all that you do find some meaning and some purpose as you journey through life, and know that it's not that difficult. It will come to you, and sometimes it's like the rain. It just sprinkles a little, and sometimes it comes down hard. But that does not necessarily mean that it's any less important than anyone else's. And we are all in this together, for better or for worse, hopefully for better. We're in this together. And with that, I thank everyone for listening. It's been a great show as always. And I guess I'll turn it over to Natalie.
Well, I do have something to say before we close out the show, talking about self-love. You know, I'm like a workaholic. I can spend hours upon hours every day trying to do things for my business, you know, my magazine. And I've noticed, now, this is not something that I did on purpose, but I have noticed that all of a sudden now I'm taking more time for myself. I'm watching my favorite shows on TV. I'm looking up the movies that I really like, and I'm watching them. It used to be I would be glued to the computer, you know, just glued. And just this past, I don't know, week to 10 days, it's been changing. But I didn't sit there and say, okay, Natalie, it's time to do some things for yourself. It just happened for me, and it just evolved. I don't know. You could call it, my guys were shaking me up and say, okay, that's enough of this. We got to get her doing something else. You know, I don't know. But I really think that is important. That's an important thing that I got from the show tonight, is you have to love yourself and do things that make you feel good. And sometimes it's just watching TV, you know, looking at somebody on in a movie that you think is handsome, or for a man, beautiful, or either. You know, sometimes that's what it takes, and then you kind of can escape. Maybe it's a part of escaping. Maybe that's what you do. And you really need to pull yourself away. And I work very hard for the business. And since I've got Candy on the line right now, I want to thank her on the air for all that she does. You know, she does all the business marketing. She takes care of it and runs with it all around the block and all around the blocks and up and down. And she really does a fantastic job. And I always try to thank her. I thank her in person, of course, you know, not in person, but on our texting, but to have it on the air. And she's a very important part of Stars, as is you, Stars James, and you, Stars Maya Moon. I love the shows. They give me goosebumps. They make me feel so good at the end of them. I always look forward to them. And next week we have, looks like, Auras and Chakras. Oh, that's going to be a good one, too. And another one, I think, down the road is going to be working with your archangel. So that's coming up also. So, again, thank you, everyone. Thank you, my stars. You're wonderful. Looks like I'm getting a storm here. But anyways, with that, I'm hoping that a lot of people listen to the show, because it really is beneficial, and we do get a lot of listeners during the week. So, Maya Moon, James, Candy, I love all of you, and we'll see you next week. Have a great week.
Oh,
bye-bye.
Love you guys.
I love you. Bye-bye.
Love you. Bye.